This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, as I've been saying all morning, we can't change the fact that it's Monday, but we can make it a lot more fun. I mean, and that's what we're going to do. Here we are, folks. We are roaring into hour number four of the program, and that's our promise to you. We're going to make your Monday more fun. I mean, somebody's got to do it. But here's the thing. We're doing it from underneath the atmospheric river. Yes, look, I don't know. I don't know if you could hear it. I don't know if it'll pick up on the microphone. It might, though. It might not, though. But yeah, Southern California, folks, is being inundated, and I don't know if I need an arc yet. But we're going to find out. But in all seriousness, there is a huge flood warning, all kinds of storm warnings and so forth for the greater Los Angeles area because of this huge storm that is coming through. And what's the weather report for the week? It's going to be rainy. That's evidently what it is. Well, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. It is Monday, but we're glad to be there for you. We're glad that you're there with us. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. And it is going to continue to be chock full here this morning, folks, because we have so much more to talk about. It was great to talk with Denise last hour, also Chris Markowski. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network this morning. We want to appreciate GCN, everything they're doing for the show. We do very much appreciate it. And, folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com because you can also pick up the live links. GCN has live links for the program as well if it's not on in your area. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head on over and bring in Frank Silvato. We talk with him, of course, every Monday and Friday here on the program in this hour. Frank Silvato is from UndergroundUSA.com. He's also author of the book Nullification, and it's been quite a weekend, Frank, and we're glad that you're back. Hello.
Mr. Kyle.
I love that. I really do. But I'll tell you what, Frank, you know, it really has been something. You know, we've had these retaliations and so forth over the weekend as well. A lot going on in the Middle East, a lot going on in politics. Where would you like to start this morning? Thank you so much.
Well, first off, I want to say to heed the warnings out in Southern California.
Yeah.
If the disaster people start telling you that you need to move out of harm's way, do it. This is coming from somebody who's not only been in the spent a career in the fire service as a fireman and a paramedic, but also I lived down in Florida along the coast. So when they tell you to get.
No kidding. That's right. Yeah, it's, you know, there are a lot of people in the some of these burn areas too. They don't want to evacuate, and, you know, the local law enforcement, the fire department, the emergency people, they're not very happy about that. You know, it's because you're right. I mean, everything can be replaced, whether it's the fire coming through with the Santa Ana winds or it's the flooding that's coming through as a result of this huge storm. Everything can be replaced, but people can't.
That's right. Yeah, be smart. Live to see tomorrow and be able to whine about the things that you lost.
Yes, exactly right.
You know.
Exactly right.
Just be smart. Don't be a hero. That's even in the fire service and in the community of first responders, we always say safety first. That's the ultimate. Safety first. So let go of things that are material. If your life starts to get threatened, there's no reason to be the hero. Save your family, save yourself, save your pets, and live to gripe another day, I guess.
Well, that is, I appreciate you saying that because, folks, Frank knows exactly what he's talking about because he has been a firefighter. He knows exactly and has seen, I'm sure, the aftermath of when people did not heed the warnings.
Yeah, and it's unnecessary. You know, and it's something that leaves a mark on family and friends and first responders too. We have to deal with what we pick up when people make mistakes every day when we go home. So
yeah, well, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, and my area where my home is, they were evacuating literally all over the place, and the main street near me was the cutoff. But we were waiting, and we actually had stuff packed, and we were waiting for that order. Fortunately, it didn't turn out that we'd have to go, but we were ready to go. You know, you get all the important papers you need or whatever, pictures and things like that, and you just pack up and you need to go if you have to.
Yeah, you make a go bag. It doesn't have to be big. It's just stuff to get you through the next 3 days. You know, and make sure you have copies of important documents and safety deposit boxes. You know, and this doesn't apply to events like the Pineapple Express. You live in an earthquake zone.
Right.
Have water, have dried food that you can actually eat in case your power is cut off and no one can get to you for a while. Have a way to cook it, have a way to thaw it. You know, just it doesn't have to be grandiose, just enough to get you through.
Well, and again, yeah, folks here in Southern California, they're not used to extreme weather events in that regard. We get the Santa Anas and, yes, the occasional earthquake, but it's very different from other parts of the country where it can be much more routine, for lack of a better term. And so I think you're right. I hope people that are listening to this, take heed to that because it's so very important. And I appreciate it, Frank.
No, it never rains in Southern California.
No, it pours. Tell you that, and then you try to go out and drive and everything. I mean, it's always really something. Well, I tell you what, we are going to start coming up to the first break here, Frank. And so, but when we come back, like I said, it's going to be chock full. We have so much to talk about with the Middle East, so much to talk about in politics. And so we're going to look forward to that very much. Once again, folks, undergroundusa.com. is Frank's website. He's also author of the book Nullification. And we got a lot more coming back on the other side. So stay right there, Frank. All right, so here we go, folks. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition. If you're just waking up, we hope that you have a great day ahead of you. And we're going to be with you for the next hour, so stay right there.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Through this Thursday morning edition. Good morning to you if you're just starting to wake up and see the new day dawning here. It's a lot of fun this morning here on this Thursday edition. And we are going to be talking, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, so definitely stay tuned. We're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's with Concerned Veterans for America. We speak with them every Thursday morning at the bottom of the hour of hour number 4 or 5:30 a.m. Eastern time, basically. Again, he's with Concerned Veterans for America, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A. .org, and we always have so many great things to talk about, what they're doing to help our vets, and what they're doing also to influence policy. And right now, again, for our active military, and right now, what's happening, especially in Syria, our troops are always under threat. And, of course, we had those airstrikes the other day in response to attack, and also some injuries, one very serious, we understand, for one of our military's members. This is not acceptable, is it, folks? Is it? And so they're there. They're in harm's way. And what can we do about it? These are some of the things we talk about with Jimmy T. Smith. So begin, be sure, I should say, stay tuned for the bottom of the hour. Well, Mayor Eric Adams. We talked about him a little bit throughout the program this morning. Certainly, you know, he's put together this executive order in New York City regarding the migrant buses that come in. They can only come in from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. They have to drive.
Eastern Europe and further into Africa and further into Asia from where they are. So they have a dedicated reason for wanting to provoke the great Satan. This is what makes me nervous, because they are playing three-tiered chess, and Joe Biden's just saying, okay, I better respond because there's an election coming up.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, and certainly, and I appreciate the reference more than you know about the three-dimensional chess. You know, I can remember Mr. Spock, you know, always beating Captain Kirk at that, or sometimes Kirk would beat him, and Spock would not understand, how did you do that? It wasn't logical.
Because he cheated.
Yeah. That's right. Well, but you're right. Now, of course, we keep hearing the administration saying, you know, we don't want a wider war. We're not looking for a war with Iran. You know, are they really trying to get them to tamp it down? Or are they, or in other words, should they be saying, look, I mean, this could mean a huge war and we're going to take action? As opposed to, because it looks like they're tiptoeing around Iran.
No, you want to put them in a place where we don't have to go show them what we're made of, because we've, and this is something that, as you know, we've talked about it, but now we get to apply it into a real world scenario. We have given so much armament to other locations that our reserves are not full with missiles and ammunition and weapons and fuel.
Right.
So if we have to go all in with Iran, it's not going to be an easy task. If I remember correctly, not too long ago, they were tasked with the third or fourth largest army on the planet. You know, so that's going to be a bring your lunch kind of scenario. And right now, we're not at ready level. We're not at ready level. And we're still giving monetary aid to Ukraine. Like we're the ones fighting that war. Mm-hmm. So this is why Iran's, you know, rattling the saber and sending out the drones and giving the Houthis and Hezbollah a green light and propping up Hamas. Now's the time. If you're gonna tweak the great Satan into a confrontation, now's the time. And if that happens, better start watching Taiwan.
Well, sure, because they want a cascade effect. At that point.
Absolutely. China will go immediately. If we get into a shooting war with Iran, China will move.
Yeah, and they realize that we're not giving away any secrets here, but they realize we're not going to be able to take care of those two theaters at the same time.
No, and not with the way that we have been giving away our arsenal.
Right. Well, exactly. You know,
it's not, even our Pentagon said, we can't do it. Now, you know, are they accurate these days? If we talk about diversity and equity and inclusion, I'm sure they got their numbers straight. You know, but as far as, you know, capabilities, I'm going to err on the side that maybe we shouldn't. Or we just make a strike that is something out of history, you know, and wipe out, pardon me, wipe out the Houthis completely with one blow. And hope that show of force is something that sends a message to the mullahs to say, well, maybe we underestimated.
Right. No, I'm with you wholeheartedly. But of course, what the Biden administration is doing is they are so afraid of how this plays for certain voting blocks or Arab Americans and the feedback they get on the campaign trail or, you know, politically, you know, it's almost as if, you know, they are just, you know, letting that drive their responses as to whether or not the Houthis keep doing what they're doing.
Well, this is the animal that is the Biden administration. They are political. It is not about do we do the right thing in the world. If they were all about doing the right thing, the southern border would be closed.
Indeed.
If they were about doing the right thing, they would be spending U.S. taxpayer dollars on the U.S. taxpayers instead of people who aren't citizens. So they're not about doing the right thing. They're about doing the thing that keeps them in power.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Yeah, 100%. And I'm hoping that people are starting to see that more, the fact that it's on display. You know, otherwise, you know, Biden or the Democrats in general, the idea of a Democrat president, you know, Biden should be running away with this thing. If the economy is as good as they say, if the adults are in the room, and the foreign policy is now back where it should be, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Joe Biden personally has had a very rocky relationship with the truth his entire career.
Yeah.
You know, he's been caught plagiarizing on several occasions. His gaffes, telegraph his inner racist. I mean, he just
oh,
is.
Yeah.
He tries not to, but the comments that he's made about Indians and 7-Elevens, and even the comment he made about Barack Obama being the first well-spoken, clean black person.
Those were his words. Exactly. Those were his words. Yeah.
Absolutely they were. So this guy is... He's not a nice man. He's a pretty selfish, self-centered ideologue who will always figure out a way to win. He's a bandwagoner, and right now he's got dementia full blown. So the people who are voting Democrat, yeah, you still got time.
Well, you know, you're right.
You still got time, but I don't think I would put Vice President Mumbles in there either.
Well, I mean, you know, in fact, Biden was, speaking over the weekend. He says Donald Trump is the weirdest thing he's ever seen in a campaign. He says Donald Trump's not for anything. He's against everything, according to Joe Biden, which obviously doesn't even have a smidgen of trying to ring true. But I tell you what, Frank, stay right there. We'll talk about this and much more as we come back from the bottom of the hour. Can you stick around?
Oh, you bet.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Frank Silvato, everybody, going to be with us here. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. And, folks, Kyle Warren Show is the website if you want to send us a direct message. We are coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month, nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate remained steady at 3.7% in January. Toxicology reports released this week revealed that the three men found dead and frozen at a Kansas City Chiefs watch party had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl, along with cocaine and THC in their systems. The incident happened in the backyard of their friend Jordan Willis' Kansas City home on January 9th, 2 days after the game. Former President Trump is criticizing the United Auto Workers Union after it endorsed President Biden's re-election campaign. During an interview with Fox Business, Trump said he never engaged in discussions with the UAW regarding an endorsement. He referred to the union as a hopeless case and accused it of steering the car industry into the poorhouse. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me start off with 2 words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, I know, as we said earlier, it's Monday. But that's okay. Monday is a great opportunity because it's the start of the week, and we're not adverse to, through the magic of radio, transferring our energy about having a great Monday to you, the listener, and because a lot of you might be just waking up and starting your day, and we hope that you have a great day ahead of you, a great week planned as well, and we're just happy to be here, and don't forget, KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And, of course, we've got Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and also author of the book Nullification on the line with us again this morning. Well, actually connecting our two studios together through the magic of radio. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you're coming through loud and clear, 5x5, as they say. And we've been talking a lot about what's going on in the Middle East. But certainly what's happening, and we've been talking a lot about what's happening at the border as well. Governor Abbott was joined by, I think it was at least 13 governors, I think, at this press conference. I think that's the correct number. But almost half of the governors of the United States are backing Texas doing what it's doing. And a majority of the people, according to a poll that I saw late last week, they're approving of it. Has the Biden administration just bitten off more than it can chew on this one?
No, I think it's executing the plan that was started under Obama. Actually, kind of started under Clinton, but definitely put into high gear under Obama. And it kind of employs the Cloud Piven strategy, where they foresee, and Elon Musk is right on this, they foresee injecting enough people who will feed off the government trough in order to be loyal to them to create a one-party system in the United States and make it impossible for Republicans to regain any kind of majority. You know, when you put in 10 million, 11 million people in 4 years, that makes a heck of a difference, especially when elections are not landslides these days. Now, the upcoming election may be, because I believe a lot of the American people, well more than the majority, are understanding that if you lose control of your borders and you dilute your population, you lose your country. You know, what worth is an elected official when people who aren't citizens have their ear? Mm-hmm. You know, that the congressmen who go to Washington in our federal government, they're supposed to be the voice of the people who are the citizens, not the people who are, and boy, I know I'm going to get crap for this, not the people who are occupying our land. You know, so, and the senators, you know, we talk about this all the time. They weren't even supposed to be representative of the people. They were supposed to be representative of the states.
Right.
So, you know, a solution I see is getting back to the states having the upper hand when it comes to power, and the federal government playing a second role and just filling in the spaces. But, boy, that's going to be a battle.
Well, they certainly understand the principle of attrition on the Democrat side, the far left. You know, and that's exactly what they're doing. Now, you know, I stop me if I've asked you that, I think about this before, but it's been on my mind. And, you know, we had Michael Beschloss. He's a NBC presidential historian, evidently. And he was asked point blank, is this a constitutional crisis? He said, in his words, not yet. But then he went on to outline everything about the Civil War and slavery and integration of the schools and say, well, but southern states have defied the federal government before. Is this even close to that? I don't see that this has anything to do with those events. This is because the federal government's not telling the state to do something, per se. It's that they're vacating the whole area, and the state is saying, well, we've got to put something here so these illegal immigrants don't just cross over all the time.
Well, the federal government has a constitutional duty to execute the laws that have been legislated, and they are falling flat on that duty. It's called the Take Care Clause. They are supposed to execute. They're not executing, and they're doing it on purpose. So I do believe that creates a constitutional crisis, because a requirement in the Constitution is being ignored purposefully. And that's why, in this case, Texas, any border state that wants to assert their authority on the border has the right to do so, because the federal government is not pursuing what they're charged with. And then that makes them delinquent in their duties. They've broken the compact with the states. You know, the compact says, you know, okay, you're going to take care of the border? Yes, we agree to take care of the border. And, you know, and here we go. Okay, great. We've got a constitution and everybody's happy. Well, now you're saying, yeah, it's on the books, but we just don't. We want to change the dynamic of the United States of America. Let's go back to Barack Obama's 5 days before his first election. We're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And they're going to do it through this democratic socialism, which, you know, the framers didn't give us a democracy, and they didn't give us socialism. They gave us a constitutional republic and a representative government. So, you know, is there a constitutional crisis? I see one. I see one when one side of when one partner in a contract decides not to fulfill their right in a contract. Doesn't that break the contract?
No, you're absolutely right. But of course, you mentioned a couple of phrases or a couple of terms, right? One was democracy. The other was constitutional republic, representative government. And the left is having such a great success at demonizing those words. You know, it's like, oh, you just said constitutional republic. What are you, some kind of sovereign citizen or something? Or, you know, that. In other words, they create this connotation And yet the word democracy is like, it's like the angels sing, and it's all this wonderful sort of thing that that's connotated to that. But what they really mean by democracy is taking away your rights by simply having a mob rule over you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what democracy is. 51% rules. There's no protection for minority rights. In a constitutional republic, there is a protection for minority rights, and that's what makes our system of government, at least the system we're supposed to be living under, the greatest system in the world. And it would work much, much better if we could hit a reset button and get back to before Woodrow Wilson's time, when senators looked out for the states and the House were looking out for the people. That system works. Today's system doesn't. We've got a lower house that's completely politicized, and we have an upper house that's completely politicized, so the political parties run the country. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know, but they've been pushing this democracy thing since what? 1945. We live in a democracy. Our democracy is fantastic. We have to save our democracy. Trump is going to destroy our democracy. Well, we don't live in a democracy. And every time somebody says democracy, they show their ignorance.
Well, right, right. But they're also being, though, sort of preconditioned to, when they hear that term, democracy, that somehow, again, that is the correct term to use, you know, as opposed to thinking about it for a minute, right, about what it really means, as opposed to the Constitutional Republic.
We've got a democratic electoral system. That's right. What we have. We don't have a democracy. Our framers despised democracy. They all warned against it because it was mob rule. And in anywhere a democracy has actually been practiced, it always almost immediately falls into an oligarchy. Always. There's never been a democracy that survived as a pure democracy. It always falls to either revolution or it falls to an oligarchy. And right now, we've got an oligarchy. There's a gang of people in Washington who make the decisions and force it through Congress or force it through executive order. And then they challenge everything in the courts. Our representative government, you know, really? You want to argue that point?
Right.
Because I believe they represent the parties more than they represent the people.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, but again, this notion that the terminology, and that's why these words matter, because the left are, if nothing, they're wordsmiths. And
absolutely.
And they get you to believe that even if somebody just uses a particular term, well, now they're evil, they're racist, they want to trample on rights. But what you're talking about, and this is why we've got to get this message out even more, is that the system of the Constitution actually protects people's rights as opposed to people saying, hey, guess what? We decided today you don't have those rights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is it the Constitution and Bill of Rights actually put a wall around government to limit it?
Right. And that's, in and of itself, revolutionary. And today, yeah, you're looked at, you're the bad guy. You want to limit government.
Yeah. Well, bring me to Bunker Hill then.
Well, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Take care, my friend. We will talk to you again on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care. All right, everybody. We are coming right back. We're going to talk with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I always say when this bumper track comes up, always makes me think of Don Johnson, Sonny Crockett, right, driving through the streets of Miami in a Ferrari Daytona Spyder. So if you happen to be driving through, well, anywhere in a Ferrari Daytona Spyder this morning, you go right to the head of the telephone line. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I have a little bit of fun this morning, of course. It is Monday, and I think that's a really great reason to have fun, especially with such a cool bumper track as that. Jan Hammer, of course, of Miami Vice fame. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Once again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. But we've got a real treat, of course. It is Monday. And we've got Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everyone out there. Well, Laura, we got in your neck of the woods. We got a little bit here through Tampa yesterday morning, Kyle. It was kind of windy and rainy for about 2 hours. Then it cleared up and turned out to be an okay day. And it looks like the AT&T is going to be canceled the final round. So Wyndham Clark's going to be declared the winner. The last time that's happened was back in 2016 down in good old New Orleans, the Zurich Open. So,
wow.
a little unfortunate. We get to watch some golf yesterday afternoon and watch him play, but I guess just a lot of wind and rain off the peninsula there of California. So hopefully, they took caution, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. Don't want the players or the fans getting hurt in those type of conditions. The sad part is it'll probably clear up today about 12 o'clock out there, but that's just not enough time for all the players to get the final round in. So they've always had a rule. If you play on Monday, you got to make sure you get the whole group in, or don't play and just declare a winner. And unfortunately, the rain didn't quit enough yesterday for them to get the course in order and this morning. So
That's
things that happen. But anyway, Le'Veon Bell, great running back of the Steelers. Looks like he's going to try to make a attempt at coming back. Just curious to see how that's going to work out for him. I've had a few running backs who've done that and had a little bit of success. So there's a room for a running back in the NFL. It's just a very injury-prone position. So we'll see what happens to him. Last week, Kyle, we were talking about Kingsbury being hired as the OC for the Raiders. Well, talks broke down, and now it looks like he's going to go to the Washington Commanders and be their offensive coordinator there. So they're really starting to get a good team over there, a good coaching staff, that is. They'll have the second pick also. I'm sure they're going to target a quarterback, so that could help Dal Washington immensely. He's really good with the quarterbacks. So we'll see if that works out for him. And Dan Quinn, the new head coach of the Redskins, it's kind of funny. Defensive coordinator with the Cowboys, now going to their arch rival to be the head coach, Cal.
Wow.
Anyway, and then it looks like the Ravens offensive coordinator, he's going to join the Chargers with Harbaugh. So with him and Harbaugh working with Herbert and that offense, look for the Chargers next year to really come out of the gate strong and have a good season. I hope so. I've always liked that franchise. Still cracks me up. I mean, we all sometimes just slip up and say the San Diego Chargers. It's just hard not to. It's just amazing not to believe they're still not there, Kyle. So, anyway, but that's two teams in L.A., just like two teams in New York, even though they don't play in New York. They play over in Jersey. The Meadowlands kind of cracks me up. But it is what it is. So, anyway, NASCAR's going to be coming up here pretty soon, Kyle.
Yep.
A lot of truckers love NASCAR, and that was a good announcement you put on the show. Yeah, cutting in front of these guys is not a smart move. They need at least six seconds to stop on a dime, and they're still going to cover a couple football fields by doing that. So just be safe out there driving. That's funny you mentioned the Miami Vice, Cal. That's where I grew up down there. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I want the cool vehicle. So,
well, it really was,
That was a great show, too. And you have an interesting career, Mr. Don Johnson. Still does a few things. A lot of people remember him from being the golfer who, was arrogant and cocky and Tin Cup, too. Because that's one heck of a movie, getting back to golf a little bit.
Oh,
that was one fun golf movie with Kevin Costner and Don Johnson. That was great. And then talking about race cars, Daytona 500. We're going to be there in just about, Sunday, but next Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday this week, and then the Daytona 500, kind of Super Bowl of NASCAR. That's the one you want to win, that's for sure. And then all the players will be reporting around Valentine's. Not all the players. Pitchers and catchers will report Valentine's Day, Kyle. So we'll be hearing the baseball start popping the mitts. And then about a week after that, all the position players show up, too. And then we'll have a little spring training, starting in late February, early March. Season starts a little early this year. They're going to start March 20th overseas. So,
oh, that's right.
Very cool. Very cool, man.
And we just saw Shohei Ohtani in his Dodger blue as he was making, you know, doing a press availability. So that's just up. It's just up the freeway, but it's not the same. I'll tell you that.
No, it's not. Dodgers are loaded. I tell you, if they don't win the World Series, it's going to be a flop of a year. They put themselves in that position, you know. So we'll see if they bought themselves one. We're going to find out. That's for sure. But the last few years, a lot of teams without the big payroll have made it and have done well. The only negative of that, Cal, in my opinion, is a level playing field, I like. And also, you know, it's nice if when every team has one or two stars, because it just makes it fun for each community to have a guy they can call their franchise guy.
Right.
So with the way the MLB handles it, you don't have that. And it's not like L.A., Chicago, New York, you know, needs four, you know, franchise guys. We know who the people are in those cities. But, again, it is what it is. But, anyway, well, Kyle.
But you're right, though. I appreciate what you're saying. Appreciate very much what you're saying about the Dodgers. You know, they're not managing expectations at this point, you know.
Oh, not at all, Cal. That's funny you say that. You know, that's, if you don't, you know, put yourself in that position, you know, you could fail and really come across bad. It's nice they're in a financial position to do that. And that's kind of funny what I do every day. Some, obviously, some people I help out are in a better financial position than others, Cal. So they can take more risk because if they lose, they're still okay. Where other people can't, and depending on your age, you know, it's always time. Father Time gets us all, either in the sports world or the financial world, to where if you can't make money, obviously you can't lose money. And you better gain and not lose. The biggest thing is don't lose. You know, that's the biggest thing I can share with people. Everybody wants to be the next millionaire. And I always laugh, guys. So you want to be a millionaire, start out with a million. Mm-hmm. It's tough. People don't realize the maze out there when it comes to the financial world and the insurance world. You know, I know it's frustrating for people, and it's an evil necessity we have to have, but I try to make it fun and try to make it to where it's affordable and do the best we can with the circumstances we have. That's all we can do in this lifetime.
Yeah.
And I pride myself in doing that every day for people. So anybody listening out there that I can be of help to, please feel free to call me. Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. It's always good to get a second set of eyes on your documents to see if there's any way you can save some money, especially in today's economy, or with a policy if you're not getting all the benefits you need. Let's see if we can get you one where the cost is the same and you get better benefits. So please feel free to call me, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. Cal, always a pleasure talking with you. You're doing a great job on the show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I look forward to talking to you Wednesday, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it very much. Take care. God bless. All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody. Host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. You can hear him 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Sundays. Have a great day, everybody. Take care out there. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Kyle One with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.